It's okay. No worries. I have here John, who's going to jump in the line with us.
Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey, Taylor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Good's better than bad.
So this is called Local Splash?
Yep. Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner stationed in Southern California.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what I was really understanding. I thought this was Google.
No, Google doesn't call the general public. That's what they have us for, the Google partners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I will basically have to, what we're getting at is, I'm going to have to pay for y'all's service to be on the internet whenever someone's typing something under Google, my name or one, it should pop up.
Correct. I mean, what you're doing is you're paying for your business to show up as a top option for people in your area that are looking for the services that you provide. So
right.
If somebody goes on Google in your area and types in like excavation contractor or excavating near me or best excavator, we make sure that Black Creek Excavation shows up as a top option with a link to your website. If you don't have one, we'll build it for you. And then obviously your name, address, and phone number. So then they can call you directly once they review the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how much is the service?
Well, the reason she asked me to jump on the line is because there was a promotion we were running yesterday. It was called our Scary Deal. And then there was a new in business credit. She wanted me to roll over the promotion from yesterday and apply the new in business credit. So to shoot you straight on it, I mean, if you wanted to come on board with us on a platinum package that will include the website as well, it's usually $499. I could reduce it by 50% with the discounts. So you'd be looking at $249 exactly.
$240?
$249.
Is that like a monthly fee?
Yeah, correct. It's a month-to-month service.
Okay.
You're not buying into any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So all of our clients are coming back at their own will.
Okay. Will I be able to just call y'all back a little later?
If the spot's available for excavation in your area, yeah, but we're calling out trying to fill the spot. I mean, usually what happens is Google will give us a list of the companies that they've determined qualify, and then my reps like Desiree, they call out on it until the spot fills. Once it fills, we close it out. We can't work with more than the allotted positions.
Right, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. You're a pretty new company. I mean, they have an old saying, or we used to have an old saying here, that you basically haven't started your business until you put it on Google. You know?
Right.
Like your next door neighbor for a job, and they don't
I know what you mean.
See you until you get that up and running. So.
Yeah. I just wasn't ready.
Yeah, timing is an X factor. We don't even know when the spots are going to be available. They just tell us, like, hey, this is open, and these are the guys that qualify, and we get to work. We start calling out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, if I don't go with y'all, you'll probably just call someone else, basically?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they've already dialed them, probably already talking to them now, but it's just, it doesn't mean that, like, you'll never get another chance at it, you know? If a spot opens up again in the future, they can always circle back with you. It's just we don't really know when it is. We do this all over the country, so in every industry, in every area, so it's like, you know, one day I'm calling an excavating contractor in Texas, and then, you know, the next minute I'm calling a general contractor in Florida, you know, it depends on what becomes available. You know, somebody has to be removed for, like, bad behavior, or if they relocated to another area, bad reviews, if they discontinued their listing or their payment got declined, you know. Any of those things can cause one of these spots to open up, and then Google always wants to have a recommended business for the services. I mean, even if you look up pizza companies, like Pizza Hut has this done. This is where how Google makes all their money. About 85% of Google's income comes from business owners.
Right, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it seems like something I need to do. I'm just
good to verify yourself too. Yeah. Okay. Well, are you passing? Wait. So let me ask you a question. Because there is something else that I could do. Is this just based on the price that's holding you back? Because I saw you're doing Home Advisor, and I know how that works. Those guys are usually a lot more expensive than listing yourself on Google.
No, yeah, like every time I get a lead in, it's like $50, $60, and then half the fucking time, there's not, they don't even answer the phone. The customer doesn't answer the phone, or they won't get back with me. No, it's, I mean, it's a hit and miss. I've done a few jobs with them, but...
I know how it works, Taylor. They use Google to get the leads that they sell to you. It's like they do this, and then they resell you the leads that they get from it. If you looked up Excavation and Divine right now, and you scroll, you'll see the top three guys, you know, next to the map. That's where we work to place you. And then just underneath it, there's a Home Advisor listing with like 10 of you on it. So all they're doing is putting themselves on Google, and then they sell you and three or four of those guys on that list the same lead. One of you gets the job, but sometimes, I mean, most of the time, if you don't get the job, you still get charged for it. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's, you know, by the time you buy 10 leads, you're probably spending more than $249.
Yeah.
And if you ever cancel them, everything you built there just disappears. But, yeah, it's monthly, our services. I don't know what your agreement is with Home Advisor.
No, yeah, it's basically just paying for, there's a little fee, a little monthly fee, along with the actual lead charge.
Lead fee?
Wow. Lead, yeah, I mean, I don't fucking know.
How long have you been doing that?
About 2 months.
Okay. How much are you spending per month right now, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I probably spent, let's see. No, yeah, I mean, it was over 240. It was maybe, like, twice that much, maybe around 500 just in a month.
Yeah. So, I mean, what if I told you I can expose you to those same clients, those same leads, and more, and have them call you directly without you having to pay for each individual lead for $249? It's a lot better. And you have your own .com website. You're verified on Google. So, I mean, even if you left us after a couple months, you're still a verified Google business at least. You know, people could still find you when they look up your business name even. Right now, if they looked up your business name, they get Home Advisor. They get turned into a lead and sold to you and a couple other guys.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think this is the only part of your business that you might be lacking in. I don't have any doubts about you as an excavation contractor. You wouldn't be on our list.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much is it just to sign up?
Well, if you want to get it rolling today, I can do it for $249 out the door. And then each month moving forward, I'll grandfather you in at that pricing structure, so it won't go up or change on you.
Okay.
Just a one-time payment per month, $249. So this will cover you all the way up till December 1st.
Okay. And so whenever, it's basically just whenever someone goes on Google saying, hey, they need excavation work or something, my name should pop up. That's basically how it works.
Yeah, but we give you 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. So the excavation ones probably will take up only like 5 of those. And then I don't know if you do any kind of like grading or resloping or stuff like that.
Yeah, I do resloping, grading.
Yeah.
Small scale land clearing, stuff like that.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is I'll sign you up and then we set a client interview. And then in the client interview, they'll go over like which services that you're going to be listed for. So you have final say on those. We don't want to have you getting calls from people asking you to do stuff that you don't do. So in the client interview, they'll customize that. They'll go over the service area too. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or having you deal with people you don't want to deal with. And then they'll also interview you on the website and how you anticipate that looking and make sure that we're representing your company properly, get the logo going if you don't already have it.
Right, right.
So
okay.
Take me about 5 minutes to get it set up now, and then it'll take, 30 minutes to an hour tomorrow for the client interview.
All right, someone else did.
All right. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. After a month or two, you'll probably cancel Home Advisor. Should have done this already.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Is this the best phone number to contact you that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your last name, Taylor?
Stacy. S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay. S-T-A-C-Y. And you're the sole owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing.
It is all lowercase, Black Creek Excavation, LLC, at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business street address? We're going to send a postcard there. It's called a PIN verification. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own the company.
601.
County Road.
761.
Oh, I found it. Divine.
Divine, Texas.
78016.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and in the great Second Amendment-friendly state of Texas, you have the option to hide your address or have it displayed.
Yeah, I guess I'll hide it for now.
Okay. Now you got nobody showing up to your doorstep uninvited, getting blown away.
Yeah.
That's what I would do to them if I don't know there. Yeah. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business displayed?
I guess just put 8 to 5. I mean, I work really whenever, but, yeah, I just put 8 to 5, I guess, Monday to Friday.
And then Saturday and Sunday, you want them closed or by appointment only?
Yeah, let's put that by appointment.
By appointment, okay. That way they can call you, but you're not really expected to work.
Right.
And then you can accept cash, check, and card?
Not card. No, I only card. Do cash, Cash App, Venmo.
Okay, let me add the Cash App, Venmo. Cash App, Venmo. Zelle?
No, I don't have that one.
Okay. Apple Pay?
No.
No, okay. Submit. All right, and then the client interview typically takes, let's see here. Client interview typically takes 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time tomorrow?
Let's do it. I get 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. 9 a.m. to 10 CT. Okay. Do you have a Facebook business page yet?
I do, actually, yeah.
You do?
Yes, sir.
But do you run ads through it or no?
I do, yeah. I put a post on there and all that.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called. I mean, it should be under Black Creek Excavation, LLC.
No, I'll pull it up. I'll add you on there.
Yeah.
And then I'll send you my direct number and extension too, so I'll be your account lead. I just like touching base and, you know what I mean, knowing the people that I'm working with, because I can't always get a hold of them. A lot of times they're out of state, so I can't shake your hand.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, well, we'll get to know each other. And then, okay, so 9 to 10. Let me just make sure I got this right, because that's going to be bright and early here. We're 2 hours behind you, so that's 7 to 8, but that's the time we start. But I got to call you when I come in. So I'm going to set it for that time, and I'll send you a calendar invitation, but I might end up calling you like 9:15, you know. Give me a chance to get my coffee going. Okay. Get my stuff going, and then I'll contact you. I'm a zombie until I get my coffee. I live off that stuff. I gotta have it. All right. So client interview. I'm gonna send you an invitation to your email, and then I'm gonna set it up to text you at 8 o'clock your time, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, you could respond to that message and it'll let me know. I could always reschedule it for later on, but I want to make sure we, we get it done as soon as possible.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Going to be a Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name, Taylor Spacey.
Okay. Any middle initial on the card?
No.
Oh, all right. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4003.
4003.
4479.
4479.
7674.
7674.
2348.
2348. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/22.
And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
414.
414. All right. Let me go ahead and update this. And then before I can authorize the transaction and secure that first page placement for Black Creek Excavation, I do have to walk you through a 60-second voice verification recording as an added form of protection. It's going to outline the service agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you had a firm understanding before I authorize anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Black Creek Excavation.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Taylor Stacy, equipment operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Excuse me. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customer, or and your customers, excuse me, within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. That one was worded a little weird. So it says in quotations, 24 to 48 hours is what they consider a reasonable period of time. Just to be honest with you, you're like 90%, you have like a 90% chance of closing a live call. And that's just based off what we've monitored. So like, even though it says 24 to 48 hours, like if you answer them as they're coming in, then that's pretty much a done deal. They've already looked up your services. They've already seen your site, reviewed everything, and now they're calling you, you know? So.
Oh, okay.
Just a little tip. If you miss the calls, there is a tracking system you're going to get access to here in just a second. They also have a downloadable app that you can have on your phone where it'll save their information. So it'll save their number and like what they were looking for. And you could always go back and call through those leads if you want. That's basically what Home Advisor dispatches to their guys.
Okay.
All right. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You are not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle, and I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also included a .com website for you at no additional charge. And then when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew every month on the first day in the discounted pricing structure of $249. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. However, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, just as a courtesy, so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to have the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. It looks like I'm going to have to touch base with you before the next billing is due, because it says the card is about to expire in December of 22. So I think this will probably get you through November and December, but then before the new year, we're going to have to swap that over. But that's okay. We'll have at least 2 months under our belt at that time. I'm sure you won't have a problem forking over the new card. All right. So that concludes our voice verification recording. Did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns while I had you on the line?
Not as of right now. I don't. Thank you.
Okay. No worries. So just a couple things I want to make sure that we're transparent on, so that way there's no confusion. I want to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible when I'm setting you up here. So client interview is scheduled for tomorrow. It's going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock CT. I'll give you a call, and I'll introduce you to a client interview representative, and they'll walk you through the client interview process. A PIN verification letter is being sent to you in the mail. Okay, it's the only thing we'll send you in the mail, and you only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business, as far as verifying it with Google. So when that comes in the mail, though, there is a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So if you can, try to get that to me as soon as possible. You can text it, you can call in with it, email it, send it through Facebook.
What is
this thing? It's a 5-digit number on the back of a postcard. So they're mailing you a postcard. The postcard says Google right on it. Like, you can't miss it. It got big, colorful letters, you know? But it'll have your business name, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back. We need that number, okay? So you got to complete the client interview and give us that number, so that way we could go live and start making you money. That's important. And the client interview, they'll also go over the website. Did you have a logo for the website?
Whatever's on the Facebook page, I guess.
Okay, so you
it's
can...
It's not really much of a logo. It's just...
I gotcha. But if you... if it's something you use to identify your business with, then definitely want to have that branded on the site, you know? And then any, before and after photos you might have, like of some work that you've done in the past, that'll help too. We'll build, a portfolio of pictures. That way it's accessible to the potential client. So I sent you my direct number and extension, and then I also sent you an email address. You could send over the photos and logo at your own pace, but let's try to get them in as soon as we can, at least the logo, so that way we could get the website knocked out. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
How long will that postcard be?
It usually they tell us to quote you 5 to 7 days. A lot of times people get it sooner than that, but they tell us to quote you 5 to 7 in case it takes longer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yep. So PIN verification, client interview, send in photos and logo. There's also an outline of the agreement in writing in your text messages now. It'll say, Taylor, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in there. Make sure you sign off on that before tomorrow morning, and then I'll start the conversation with that.
Yeah.
All right. But that's basically it. So obviously, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to building this up for you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just give me a call. But,